From Washington, this is VOA News. Israeli airstrike hits a UN school sheltering refugees. Afghan presidential vote resumes. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. At least 10 people were killed and another 35 injured Sunday at a United Nations school sheltering displaced people in Gaza. UN officials say it appeared to be the result of an Israeli airstrike. The Israeli military had no immediate comment. It was the third time in 10 days a UN school had been hit in attacks that have drawn international condemnation. The United States says it is appalled by the attack. Israel says it's been responding to Hamas rocket attacks being launched from near the UN facilities. The Israeli army says more than 50 rockets were fired today from Gaza into Israel. VOA's Scott Barb reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday the ground operation to destroy infiltration tunnels into Israel was nearly ended. Some Israeli ground troops were seen leaving Gaza and redeploying along the boundary with the territory. The military announced that residents of several neighborhoods in northern Gaza could return home. A few returned Sunday, but mostly to recover personal property and inspect their homes. Eman al-Kahlot, whose extended family of 18 had taken refuge in the UN-run Remal primary school in Gaza, said they would not be going home. She said, "We do not believe what Israel says, because yesterday a family went back, the Israelis bombarded, and they died." Scott Bob, VOA News, Gaza.
Palestinian delegation arrived in Cairo for truce talks with senior U.S. and Egyptian officials. But Israel said it saw no point in sending negotiators to the Egyptian capital, citing what it called Hamas breaches of previous ceasefires that quickly collapsed. Syrian rebels have killed 10 Lebanese soldiers in a cross-border raid involving some of the worst spillover of violence since Syria's civil war broke out more than 3 years ago. The fighting erupted at the border town of Arsal. Deadly clashes between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian separatists continued Sunday. In Donetsk, officials say 6 people were killed in shelling between the two sides. 3 other people were killed in Luhansk. Meanwhile, the remains of more victims from Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 arrived in Kharkiv Sunday to be prepared for transportation to the Netherlands. Investigators are focusing on recovering several dozen bodies still missing more than 2 weeks after the Malaysian plane was shot down, killing all 298 passengers and crew. Most of the victims were Dutch. Chinese officials say an earthquake in a remote mountainous region of the country's southwest killed at least 357 people and collapsed thousands of buildings. More than 1,400 people were injured in the quake. Many are still missing. The quake's epicenter was in southwestern Yunnan province. The U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake had a magnitude of 6.1. Afghan officials have resumed a full ballot audit of the country's presidential election after United Nations-led attempts failed to convince Abdullah Abdullah to rejoin the process after differences with his opponent Ashraf Ghani. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Commission spokesman Noor Muhammad Noor says the auditing of more than 8 million votes is taking place in the presence of hundreds of international and national observers, journalists and representatives of presidential candidate Ashraf Ghani. The spokesman explained that the framework for inspecting the votes has been developed by UN experts and representatives of the two presidential candidates, and the commission played no role in it. The election dispute began when Abdullah, who led the first round of Afghan presidential election, rejected the outcome of the runoff vote that put rival candidate Ghani well ahead of him, and the Ghani team colluded against him. Officials have denied the charges as unfounded. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
A top U.S. health official says the American doctor who contracted the deadly Ebola disease in Liberia seems to be improving. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Tom Frieden, says that he cannot predict the future for individual patients, but it is encouraging that Dr. Kent Brantley appears to be getting better. He is now in a hospital in the southern U.S. state of Georgia in a special isolation unit. And 50 African heads of state are gathering in Washington for an unprecedented summit, which opens Monday. The leaders of Sierra Leone and Liberia have canceled their trips because of the Ebola outbreak. It is a 4-day gathering aimed at making U.S. businesses more aware of business. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.